Hallelujah, hallelujah, it's that time again. It's James Glory here from Accrington, Lancashire in the north of England with part three of forgiveness. Now, if you remember, excuse me, you remember where we'd been. We were talking, how can a man get forgiveness? What can you do? We've talked how we were under the judgment of God, etc. Where can a man go for pardon? Where is the forgiveness to be found? Hallelujah. And I said that I wanted to I desire to guide your feet here. And that way is simply to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour. It is to cast your soul with all its sins unreservedly on him, to cease completely from any dependence on your own works, on your own doings, either in whole or in part, and to rest on no other work but Jesus Christ, no other righteousness but Christ's righteousness, no other merit but Christ's merit as your ground of hope. Take this course, and you are indeed a pardoned soul. To Christ, says Peter, give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. There it is in the Word of God, guys. Through this man, preached Paul at Antioch, is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins, and by him all that believed are justified from all things. In him, writes Paul to the Colossians, we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Guys, that is great news. That is great news. Are you weighed down by your sin? Is your lifestyle spiraling you down to the very depths of the pit itself? There is a way. It is to look to him. It's to look to him through faith and grace in Christ, on the word, to the glory of God. No other way. Not by works. Not by any other way. The Lord Jesus Christ, in great love and compassion, has made a full and complete satisfaction for your sin, suffering death in your place or on the cross. He really did. And there he offered himself as a sacrifice for you and allowed the wrath of God, which you deserved, and me, to fall on his head. And for our sins, as a substitute, he gave himself, suffered terribly, and died, the just for the unjust, the innocent for the guilty. Wow. That he might deliver us from the curse of a broken law and to provide a complete pardon for all of us who are willing to receive it. And by doing so, as Isaiah says, he's borne our sins. As John the Baptist says, he's taken away our sin. As Paul says, he has purged our sin and put away sin. And as Daniel says, he has made an end of sin. Hallelujah. And now the Lord Jesus Christ is sealed and appointed by God the Father to be a prince and a saviour, and to give remission of sins to all of us who will have it. The keys of death and hell are put in his hand. The government of the gate of heaven is laid on his shoulders. Jesus himself is the door, and by him all that enter in shall be saved. Christ, in one word, guys, has purchased a full forgiveness for you, if you're only willing to look upon him, and receive the free gift of grace today. This is James Glory, Accrington, Lancashire in the north of England, blessing you. Keep the emails coming. Hallelujah. Forgiveness. Receive it, guys. Amen. Praise the Lord.